I'd like to read to you a Christmas story. This is by Melvin Newland. And he writes, "One of my favorite Christmas stories is about the old shoe cobbler who dreamed one Christmas Eve that Jesus would come to visit him the next day. The dream was so real that he was convinced it would come true. So the next morning he got up and went out and cut green boughs and decorated his little cobbler shop and got all ready for Jesus to come and visit. He was so sure that Jesus was going to come that he just sat down and waited for him. The hours passed and Jesus didn't come. But an old man came. He came inside for a moment to get warm out of the winter cold. As the cobbler talked with him, he noticed the holes in the old man's shoes. So he reached up on the shelf and got him a new pair of shoes. He made sure they fit and that his socks would dry and sent him on his way. Still he waited, but Jesus didn't come. An old woman came, a woman who hadn't had a decent meal in 2 days. They sat and visited for a while, and then he prepared some food for her to eat. He gave her a nourishing meal and sent her on her way. Then he sat down again to wait for Jesus, but Jesus still didn't come. Then he heard a little boy crying out in front of his shop. He went out and talked with the boy and discovered that the boy had been separated from his parents and didn't know how to get home. So he put on his coat, took the boy by the hand, and led him home. When he came back to his little shoe shop, it was almost dark and the streets were emptied of people. And then in a moment of despair, he lifted his voice to heaven and said, 'Oh, Lord Jesus, why didn't you come?' And then in a moment of silence, he seemed to hear a voice saying, 'Oh, shoe cobbler, lift up your heart. I kept my word. 3 times I knocked at your friendly door. 3 times my shadow fell across your floor. I was the man with the bruised feet. I was the woman you gave to eat. I was the boy on the homeless street. Jesus had come. The cobbler just didn't realize it.'" I wonder how many times this past year that has happened to us. We're looking for Jesus. We want to be more like him. We want to grow spiritually to be like him. And we seek him out. We seek him out in prayer. We want to sense his presence with us. How many times, I wonder, has he come? Has he come to us? Maybe while we're shopping in the grocery store, maybe there's someone in the aisles walking, looking depressed or downcast for one reason or another. And then we smile at that person. All of a sudden that person picks up and smiles back and suddenly feels a little bit better because someone took notice of them and smiled. Or maybe we felt led to make a phone call to somebody, see how they're doing. Maybe because we hadn't talked with them in a while. Or maybe because we knew they were sick and had missed church or whatever. Could be any number of things. Maybe sending a card to someone or being helpful in some way or other. Someone has a need, just like this cobbler. How many times, I wonder, did we actually entertain Jesus in one way or another? Scripture tells us, or admonishes us, teaches us that we should be hospitable. Because it says some have unknowingly entertained angels. Well, I'm sure that's true, and maybe we've done that as well. But I think by the same token, many of us have entertained Jesus without knowing it. We just didn't realize it. And I think we need reminders from time to time that we need to be a little bit more sensitive, a little bit more aware of things happening around us. People that come across our path that the Lord has sent to us one way or another, or for one reason or another. We don't know. Sometimes we do something, we think, oh, it's just a little thing, it doesn't matter very much. But it matters a lot. It matters to Jesus. This cobbler didn't think very much of the things that he did. A little thing, helping somebody, a man with bruised feet, providing a meal for a woman that hadn't eaten in a couple of days, or helping a lost boy find his way home. Not big monumental things that we would all love to accomplish for the Lord. We'd all love to do big things, wouldn't we? Move mountains because of our faith. Touch hearts in many different ways. We don't realize that the little things that we do are in many cases far more important than these big things. These little things that we do have the possibility of changing lives, lifting people up, encouraging them, changing their outlook on life even. That's amazing. But we need to be reminded. We shouldn't just be holding back or withdrawing into ourselves. People come across our paths for a reason. God wants to use us. Like I said, a simple smile, a little helping hand. It's all for Jesus. So in this coming year, who knows how many more opportunities we may have. And that's why I wanted to remind you tonight, Jesus is everywhere. And he's just looking to use us in what we might consider insignificant ways, but yet to him very important ways, because they do affect other people and their lives. I'm sure we're going to have plenty of opportunities. The new year is almost here. A year of new beginnings and new opportunities to serve the Lord. New opportunities to entertain Jesus. So let's keep our eyes open. Look for him. He is everywhere. And he wants to reveal himself to us. He wants to use us to bless others. So that's just my little reminder for us.